Reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, right now we're going to be talking with Joe Christofferson, who does street-side evangelism. He goes into parks and any place he can and talks to people about the Lord. And, you know, it's something probably we'd all sort of like to do, but most of us don't have a pension for it. We don't have the ability to do it. We'd be a little embarrassed. And, Joe, how did you get started doing this?
Well, ever since I got born again, I always had the heart to reach out to the lost, because that's God's heart. I always had that in me. I always try to tell everybody I could about Jesus. And the first time I actually stood up in public and open-air preached to a crowd of people, I was out with my church. We were having an evangelism night. And we were walking around trying to talk to people about Jesus, and they were just being, you know, resistant. A lot of people weren't receptive. I just felt the Lord in me, stirring me. And me and another brother, they were having some kind of a concert at a cafe. There was a whole bunch of kids, a whole bunch of teenagers were outside. And just something, just it was the Lord. It wasn't something, it was the Lord just impressed upon me, stand up and start preaching the gospel. And I just stood up and started proclaiming the word of God. And that was the first time. And I mean, I knew that was God's calling. That was God's calling for Christians, because there's so many lost people. And we as Christians, we have the answer. We have Jesus. So it's our duty to preach the gospel to every creature, you know.
Well, we're told to go forth and bring the message to people throughout the world. Now, what sort of response do you get from people when you do sidewalk evangelism?
I get, it's every single time I get both good and both bad. I always get, the Lord always sends people to encourage me, and there's also people that hate the message too. What did Jesus say? He said, the world hates me because I testify that their works are evil. So in open air preaching and in biblical gospel proclamation, you always deal with people's sin, take them through the laws of God, the Ten Commandments, to bring a knowledge of sin, so that they know that they've sinned against God, and that they know they need a Savior, because if someone thinks they're a good person, they're not going to see their need of God's forgiveness. So when I open air preach, I preach against sin, take them through the law, Ten Commandments. Have you lied? Have you stolen? Have you had premarital sex? Look with lust. When people know they're guilty before God, then I give them, you know, talk about the cross, how Jesus died for us on the cross, and he rose again. So if you repent, which a lot of the church doesn't talk about these days, but if you repent and put your faith in Jesus and call on Jesus, that he'll save you from hell, you go to heaven. And I was telling you before when you called me that one time I was open to preaching, and this teenager right in downtown Naples, he ran up to me and said, what must I do to be saved from hell? And we were able to witness to him and pray with him, and he gave his heart to Jesus right there.
Well, you know, I think it's so interesting, Joe, that today the churches don't talk much about hell. They really don't talk about the real need for salvation. I mean, Jesus was a good guy who loved everybody, and everybody's going to go to heaven. And this idea that there is, you know, eternal punishment for sin, that hell is reality. We actually have a 4-tape set on Whatever Happened to Hell, and we even have a little book that goes with that. And nobody wants to buy that, but we have them there for the occasional person who does. But this was the very essence of the gospel message. It was preached 250 years ago that brought about the first great awakening, and maybe we need to preach it today. We'll be right back.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and we're talking to Joe, and he does sidewalk ministry, and Joe Christopher's telling us about, you know, how at one occasion a boy just ran up to him and wanted to know how he could be saved from hell. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there who really are concerned about this, but they're certainly got getting that message in so many of our churches. They got the toe-tapping music just like you'd see another rock concert in many respects. And then the rest of the program is just how, you know, how God loves everybody or how you can have, you know, greater self-esteem or things like that, how to get by along with your wife or your boss. Or, but the message of the gospel that brings this idea that we all need a Savior has pretty well been neutralized throughout Christendom today. There are a few churches that are still preaching the old-fashioned gospel, but, you know, it's just not so popular. It doesn't sell so well. So, Joe, what sort of response do you get from churches as far as your evangelism is concerned?
Well, I find, like you were talking about before the break, not many churches talk about even hell. But Jesus is never afraid to talk about hell. He preached hell to his friends. And he actually preached on hell more than he did about heaven. If you take out preaching of hell out of the gospel, it turns into another gospel. You can't take out essential parts of the gospel. But as far as I've had pastors, while I was open air preaching, in a public park, a pastor and his wife come up and oppose me and say, "Oh, God is just love, just the Father heart of God. You shouldn't be talking about their sin. Just God is just love." And I was talking with him. That's not what Jesus did. That's not the Bible. The Bible is you must preach the whole Word of God. Because if you don't use the laws of God to bring a knowledge of sin, you just say, "Come to Jesus, He'll give you a happy life." These people are coming to Jesus for the wrong reason. They're going to be a false convert. They're not coming to escape hell. They're coming just to get their life enhanced and to stroke me and make me feel better and give me a comfortable life. And that's not the biblical reason. And also, too, a lot of churches, they preach, you know, once saved, always saved. And that's a lie from the pit of hell. That's not what the Bible says.
Well,
the Bible says you can lose your salvation if you turn back to your sin and forsake Jesus. It says it's better to have never known the way of righteousness than after you've known it to turn from it. So the response to churches, there's, like you said, there's few churches that are preaching the real gospel out there, the old-time gospel. But the majority in America these days, they're preaching a watered-down, you know, namby-pamby message that just, there's no power in it because it's been changed.
And I think, really, you can judge how successful the church is by looking at society, because the church is the conscience of society. Look at America today. How are we doing with divorce? How are we doing with the births out of wedlock? How are we doing with homosexuality? How are we doing with adultery? How are we doing with that outmoded idea, thou shalt not kill, when we've killed almost 50 million unborn children? And we even justify, you know, partial birth abortion. After all, if a woman wants to get rid of that child, if she had that child, she might have emotional problems. Therefore, the solution is go ahead and kill that unique individual made in the image and likeness of God.
Yeah.
And as you look and see what's going on in America today, you realize that the modern-day church has failed. It isn't that Christianity has failed. It is that it is not being applied, and the message is not being taught, because they infiltrated our seminaries 50 years ago and began substituting a new gospel, a watered-down gospel, because there are those people who really want to destroy this country, who want to enslave us, and they know that, you know, you cannot enslave a people who can govern themselves. Therefore, you have to make them slaves to their own lust. And basically, that's what our current gospel does. And do what you want to. It's all up to you, and God will love you no matter what you do. Well, I don't think that's the message of the gospel at all. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But just look at society today and ask yourself, is the gospel that's being preached today successful in changing and transforming lives and bringing them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, the Jesus Christ of the Bible? Or is the message we're preaching today is, do what thou wilt, just go on and live it up, because God's going to love you no matter what you do? And I think that's a message right from the pit of hell. Well, Joe, how long have you been doing this? How long have you been out on the street ministry?
Well, the first time I opened air preached, it was about 1996. And that's been the Lord says constantly, go to the harvest field. And today, when people say preach the gospel, they think of personal witnessing, which is definitely something every Christian should do. But in the Bible, the common way is to open air preach to large crowds, because personal witnessing and passing out tracts is good, and I do it. But that's, you're going to reach only a few that way. The biblical way, the way that Jesus did, the way the apostles did, is to go to street preach in the open air where large crowds of people are. That's the most inexpensive. It costs you nothing. And you can reach literally thousands and thousands of people. One open air preacher could reach more people in an hour than the whole church does all year long.
Well, now how do you get a crowd, though, to come and to listen? That's the big problem.
Well, one example, recently they had a big, in Chicago, they had a big, huge rock concert called Lollapalooza. And I was there when it got out. And I was preaching, and I had a sign that said, I have some signs like carry with me too. One of them says, you know, Jesus said, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. So I got up my little stool and I have this sign, and when that concert let out, it was a virtual sea of people. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of people as they were walking by, and I was preaching to them, and it cost me nothing, just gas money to drive to Chicago. And I reached, I don't know how many thousands of people. It was like a sea of people. It was incredible. And they all got the gospel, and most of those people, I guarantee, would never go to church. It was a rough crowd. You know, it was like 11 o'clock at night. But I had some good one-to-one conversations came out of that, where I was talking to people because I was open-air preaching. And it's very effective. I mean, all those people that would otherwise never would have heard the gospel.
Well, now, do the people actually stop as they're leaving the concert and just stop and stand there and listen to you?
Yeah, some people do, and there's a street right there, so when the light's red, they have to stand there and wait to cross the street, so they get, I get them for a certain amount of time before they cross the street, so they're there for, you know, a good 5 minutes. And I just, you know, take them through the law, take them into the cross, and give them grace. You know, just give them the gospel as quick as I can, because it's on the streets a lot of times, there's a constant crowd moving by, so you gotta just get the gospel out, you know, preach, always preach against sin, preach your repentance, and faith in the Lord Jesus. And that that works. It gets the gospel. They leave. They heard the gospel and they leave. And they, you know, the Bible says the word of God will not return void. So that little seed that's sown, God's able to use that, and He'll bring other people to water that later too. And it's an easy way.
Do you have any Bible tracts that you hand out at the same time?
Yeah, I have. I have some tracts on my website that if someone wants to write me, I can send them some for free.
How do they get in touch with you?
My website is www.burningheartsoutreach.com, and they can just email me. I got my email on there, and they could. I'll send them free. I'll send them some free tracts that I've had made up, and pass out tracts everywhere I go, at work, anywhere. Always passing out tracts and witnessing to people, but. Like I said, the most effective way and the least expensive, and it's out of Jesus' ministry of 3 years, 2.5, 3 years. In the Bible, there's only like 3 instances where he was witnessing one-on-one. The far majority was he was preaching in the open air to multitudes. And that's a lost teaching in the body of Christ that no one talks about, street preaching. I think it's for those weird guys with the bullhorn or this weird guy screaming down the streets. But it's all the apostles did it. And a lot of the great preachers, if not all the great preachers of the Bible, were all street preachers. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Paul. And that's the biblical pattern. And that's why, a lot of America is not reached today with the gospel. There's a lot of people that say they're Christians, but they live like the devil. Because there's no preaching against sin, no preaching about hell, there's no fear of God, and there's no street preachers. And, it doesn't say in the Bible, go into all the world and invite someone to my church.
Well, now, what do you do once you convince people that they really do need a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you have any means of follow-up, or do you have any churches that you can send them to where they're going to get the real gospel rather than the gospel according to Rick Warren or Time Magazine or Peter Drucker or whatever it would be?
Well, actually, I'm an ordained evangelist, and me and my wife started a church in our house here because we couldn't find a good church that preached the real gospel to go to. So we've been having services in our house here. So whenever I can, I invite people to come and join us here. And because it's real sad, it's hard to find a church. And my wife has lived in Chicago all her life, pretty much. And she doesn't know of any churches around here that preach the true gospel that's not watered down. So when I run into people and witnessing and stuff, I invite them to come and come to fellowship with us.
Now, what about Irma Lutz? Do you know his church there, Moody Bible Church?
Excuse me?
Do you know Irvin Lutzer's Moody Bible Church? He's a minister there at the Moody Bible Church in Chicago.
Oh yeah, we haven't been there. Chicago's a little ways, about 45 minutes.
Okay, fine. Well, he does a pretty good job. He's the only one I know in that area. But we usually listen to him on Sunday morning because we have a little radio station, and he certainly does a great job. But I share your concern. I get calls all the time from people out across America just trying to find a church to go to. Do you want to put your telephone number out so people would know how to get in touch with you and get the tracts and other things you'd have to offer?
Yeah, sure. It's area code 630-554-5646.
One more time. On the radio, you always repeat the telephone number twice.
Okay. Area code 630-554-5646.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have any experience in street evangelism, or maybe you like the message of the modern day church and you think it's doing a great job and you think that it's really transforming America, or if you'd like to ask Joe a question, believe me, he's on the front lines of this very spiritual battle, just as much as I am. Give us a call. 1-800-259-5791. That's 259-5791. Right here, Genesis.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism.
He discusses the goal of all covert organizations. So if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Joe Christofferson, and we've got Kirk calling us from Montana. Hi, Joe. How are you doing, Kirk?
I'm doing fine.
Okay, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a really big concern. He said that if you had salvation and you lose it. Now, I'd like to know where in the Bible, because I'm a street preacher also, and I street preached down in San Diego for quite a few years, and I read the Bible quite a bit, but I'd like to know where it's straight from hell where somebody loses salvation.
All right.
Tell me where in the Bible it teaches that, because there's nowhere in the Bible.
All right, Joe, how would you respond to that?
Well, there's, I can give a few scriptures, but there's at least a good 40 I could in there, but one scripture that absolutely says you can lose your salvation, it says it's better to have never known the way of righteousness than after you've known it, to turn from it.
Well, let me ask you something. There's no salvation in that verse. There's no mention of salvation anywhere in that verse.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about there.
That's for some people. That is, when I preach that message and those people hear the message down, it would be better for them if they walk on and didn't hear the gospel and I preach the gospel to them and they walk on and curse on it. It would be better for them if they had not heard the gospel and just plain repented right there instead of go on and end up in hell, in probably a lower section of hell, because they knew the truth. That, you know what? That's pretty disturbing to me as a street preacher, because there, you know, I'm a child of God. I was born by the precious blood of Christ. How could I ever become not a child of God?
Well, you're not talking about you. You're talking about somebody else. Let me give you Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians 2, I believe it is, where they talk about, of course, before this coming, you know, of the evil one, the man of perdition, there's going to be a great falling away. How do you explain that falling away? Wait a minute now. Let me finish, and then you answer. You know, how do you explain that? I assume he's talking about people who are Christians who are falling away from the faith. Are they losing their salvation?
Okay, wait a second. You said there'll be a great falling away. That scripture again doesn't mention salvation in it.
Now, what do you think it mentions?
Is, I could be following God. I could be following the Lord. I could be doing what God wants me to do. And there are weak Christians out there, you know. There's weak Christians. It doesn't mean that when they fall away, that doesn't say salvation.
All right, fine. Well, certainly we are not going to solve that problem today. There's some people who believe once saved, always saved. There's some people think that people who profess to be Christians, do fall away, and maybe they were never saved. But be that as it may, you're not going to get any place by simply arguing theology, and I respect your idea. You're right to believe as you do, and I'll be quite honest with you. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, let me ask one more thing. One more thing about salvation. You know, if you get sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, I mean, this is something that happens as a changing of you inside. Jesus said you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. You know, that which is born of the water is flesh, and that which is spirit is spirit.
Yeah, but awful lot of people go into church today are not Christians.
Listen to what Paul said. He said, I buffet my body and bring it into subjection, unless when I preach to others, I myself should also be a castaway. That's clear, crystal clear. The only reason
again, there's nothing mentioned about salvation.
Okay, Kirk, well, you made your point. I appreciate it, and you're voting against... you're voting in favor of once saved, always saved, and as long as you profess to have been born again, why, of course, you'll always be saved no matter what you do. Is that right?
I was bought with the price.
Right. But I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about other people. I'm talking about the vast majority of people who profess to be Christians today, and you look at their actions, and they certainly don't have any manifestation of it.
Yeah, and then again, I know what you're saying right there, Mr. Montes. Yes, there are people who play the game, and we can't judge their heart. I can't see their heart, and that's one of the things that, you know, I look at, and I see some people, you know, live like the devil, and I just sit there and go, goodness, I wonder if they are saved.
Sure.
But I'm not there to judge them, and I'm not there to tell them how to live their life, but the thing is, it's between a personal walk with God, between God and Him alone.
Amen.
That's why I'm not sitting around judging people if they're saved or not saved.
Okay, man. I appreciate your call, and thanks very much.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. And if you're out there and you have another question for our guest today, the telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Tell a little story. There was a fellow who was raised in my community. His name was Mel White. And he went to church and was married, had two or three kids, and he suddenly just upped and left his wife and kids, and they became the leader of one of the homosexual churches. And when he was on the Larry King show, Larry King said to him, don't you think what you're doing is wrong? And Mel White said, yes, I do. Well, then why do you do it? And he said, once saved, always saved. So, for what it's worth, I mean, there are people who believe that they're going to go to heaven because of that gospel, and yet they live like the devil. We're going to be back in just a moment. Welcome your call right here at Genesis.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hey, want to know a natural healing treatment that's been around for thousands of years? Salt products. Now Soleil Wellness brings these natural healing products to your home. Easy to use, non-toxic, and 100% natural, these products help to give you great physical, mental, and spiritual results. Heated salt pills for earaches and back pain, salt pipes to relieve respiratory ailments, bath salts release toxins as they soften and rehydrate the skin, pretty salt lamps to ionize the air and reduce EMF radiation. So many different salt products available for you. It's time to let the secret out. Visit Soleil Wellness at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is unavailable. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joe Christofferson. We're talking about his street preaching. And if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And Kirk had called us a few minutes ago. I'm sure that he is not going to fall away from the Lord. He sounds like another dedicated street preacher, and I think this is an important thing for some people to do. Each of us is called on our own way to do what we can, but the important thing I have to do is to preach the whole gospel, not simply part of the gospel, the one that everybody likes, like God loves everybody, and God would never punish anybody, and you wouldn't want a judgmental God, would you? Let me tell you that Lucifer is not a judgmental God. Lucifer's slogan is, do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. And that's really what's being preached in so many of our churches today, because there's no punishment for sin. And, of course, if you're really transformed, you're not going to be sinning. But if you're not, why, of course, you're going to be laying yourself wide open for heartache and all sorts of tragedy, as so many people are. And a lot of it gets right back to the fact that they're not getting the gospel in our churches today. So our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Well, what do you ever have problems as far as the police interference when you're going ahead and doing your street preaching?
Sometimes, for example, they had the gay games in Chicago, and I was meeting up with a brother, with some brothers down there. We're going to open air preach right at the entrance of the gay games at the closing ceremonies.
Mm-hmm.
And this brother, he just had a sign that said, Jesus said marriage equals one man plus one woman.
Mm-hmm.
And they took away arrest him just because he was holding a sign. And I was preaching, after he was arrested, I was preaching in the same spot. I was actually preaching, but he was taken away just for holding a sign. He wasn't even speaking, he was just holding a sign.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got an awful lot of corrupt people working within every level of our society. We've got, I think it's Jim calling from New York. Jim?
Yes,
sir. Oh, I do have a question or comment.
Hello. I have a comment about the previous caller. I have a
verse
in John 15. It doesn't use the word salvation, which he kept referring to, but Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit. While every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will bear even more fruit. But on to verse 6, it says, if anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. Now, these are branches that were in Jesus, correct?
Yeah.
So they were at one time saved, even though it doesn't use that word, but they were in the true vine, which Jesus said, but he said if they do not produce fruit, they're cut off by the Father. Later on, they're cast into, to be burned.
Okay, fine. I appreciate you bringing that up. And anything you want to say to that, Joe?
Yeah, just there's another scripture that I found here also in Hebrews. It says, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. I mean, that's crystal clear there. You can have an evil heart of unbelief and you can depart from the living God.
Okay, well, I think that we want to call everybody to salvation and to that transforming experience where your life really is changed and no longer can you readily sin and you can't lie. And if you do, boy, you God certainly lets you know, and you have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to protect you. Anything else you want to say there, Jim?
No, just the key again was that Jesus said, if a man remains in me, that he will bear much fruit. But it says, apart from me, he can do nothing. But again, he addresses the fact that the Father is the vine dresser who, if a branch is not bearing fruit, then he is cut off. And that was just my point. So thank you very much.
God bless. And thanks very much. And now we have another caller. Where is he calling from? Jim from Montana. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Hello. That's good. I had a two-part question. I was wanting to ask your guest what you felt like God was going to do about all the truthful things that Dr. Stan is constantly bringing up, and B, when he's going to do something about it.
Well, basically the question is, when do you think God's going to intervene in what's going on in the world today? Do you have any ideas on that, Joe?
Well, it says God gives men time and space to repent. When I'm on the streets, I also preach about the wrath of God, the judgment of God is coming upon America because of abortion. 4,000 babies are killed by abortion every day in America. The wrath of God is coming like Katrina and 9/11, more that's coming. And I always preach if we repent and turn back to Jesus that, God might give mercy, but definitely God's not going to let sin go on forever. He's going to judge sin. But he's very merciful and gives men time and space to repent. So I just pray, God, before you judge this nation, give us more time to get the gospel out so that people can have more of a chance to repent and get right with you before the judgment does fall.
Jim, I don't know anybody who's going to make a prediction. Now, there's some people who make predictions, but they get into real trouble if it doesn't come to pass. But I will tell you, I've been at this for 44 years, and I see things happening today that really make me believe we're getting pretty close to the point of where this whole thing is going to come in right on down. On the other hand, because, of course, the other side is becoming so flagrant, more people are waking up. So this is the best of times. It's the worst of times.
Okay, then. Well, I appreciate you guys building my question, and God bless both of y'all, and have a very nice day.
Thank you so very much. Okay, and 800, our telephone number, 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But I really would point out the fact that as you see these things happening, and you see, of course, all this draconian new legislation being passed. I was just reading this latest thing that they passed now, which is going to suspend the posse comitatus and let the president declare a military dictatorship in case of civil unrest, in case of epidemics. And of course, what people don't really remember is the Bottle State Emergency Health Powers Act that was passed immediately after 9/11. And you wonder why they were in such a hurry to get this thing through. But in case of a national emergency, it gives them the ability to take your home and your food and your car and your gasoline and all your money and put you in a concentration camp. And why do you think they gave all that money to Halliburton, $385 million to build new detention camps when they've got, room for literally hundreds of thousands in camps already across America that are already here? And believe me, there's a big one right outside Las Vegas, they could probably hold hundreds of thousands of people. And now they want to be able to put millions more into detention camps. If you have not yet seen what we have, they call it the concentration camp special. And there you'll actually see in video film where Congressman Gonzalez, who for many years headed the House Banking Committee, saying there really is a plan, in case of a national emergency, to suspend the Constitution and arrest American citizens. This is not something funny. This is not make-believe. You need to get our concentration camp special and understand what we're up against. And these things are coming down with such rapidity right now. On the other hand, I see an awakening, and believe me, the other side's moving rapidly because they're afraid too many people are going to wake up. Our job is to wake them up so that, you know, they're going to be afraid to take this action and call them what they are. They're traitors. They have no loyalty to America. By the very definition of the Patriot Act, they certainly are traitors to this country and should be arrested as such. We would qualify as terrorists. They're people who want to change our country. And, of course, that's exactly what the elitists, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and the internationalists are all about. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Joe Christofferson, and Joe is talking about his street ministries. He just goes out on the streets and talks to people, and of course, it hands them out tracts and gives them, you know, some inkling of the Word of God. And you never know where something you have said is going to touch somebody's heart. Have a lot of people through the years ever come back to you and thank you for what you said, Joe?
Well, I've had people that even come up as I'm preaching, and they say thank you. They say thank you. That's one thing God always sends is encouragement. And I've preached before, and I've had someone come like even months later and say, I saw you preaching over there that one time, and they came up and said hi to me or whatever. And it's just, God sends out encouragement. It's one thing that's extremely important. I hammer this over and over again, but it's biblical that we've got to preach against sin. We've got to use the law to bring in all the sin, because people are not going to know that they're sinners. Most people think they're good. So like it says in Psalms, you know, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And Paul said the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ. So when you preach that, you preach the truth, it bears witness. People, it bears witness with their spirit, the Holy Spirit. And they encourage you. They appreciate that you're preaching the real gospel, not just saying, oh, God loves you, has a wonderful plan for your life, and just continue on. People appreciate when the real gospel is preached.
Well, I certainly agree with that, and I think it's so important that we really try to reach the people with the gospel. And, you know, you never know what you say may have an eternal impact on somebody else's life, and that's really what's so exciting about what I do and what you do.
One thing is we
will never know who we've touched.
Oh, definitely. One thing I'd like to say to the audience is that Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's a commandment. And we as Christians, I would encourage everybody, if they never think they could ever street preach, ask God to give them courage, because all these people around us are going to hell. And if we really have God's heart, if we love them, we don't want them to go to hell, we'll stand up and open up our mouths for the gospel. I just encourage people, ask God to give you strength and just do it, because there's nothing more important than you know, seek God first and then to know Christ and to make him known. If we have God's heart, because that's his heart, you know?
Amen to that. Certainly, I agree with you totally. Well, I think that you certainly, you know, as far as you've done this sort of thing, and you've mentioned that, you know, other people have been arrested. Have you ever been arrested for street preaching?
I've never been arrested myself, no. There's another time where we were harassed by the police a little bit. It was at a gay event. And the gay event was inside a chain link fence on the beach of this lake. And me and a buddy of mine, Dell, we were standing on the outside of the fence on the public sidewalk talking to some teenagers that were inside this gay event. We were just talking to them. We weren't preaching. We were just talking. And the policeman said we could not stand there and talk to these people, and they shoot us away. And because we're blocking the sidewalk, we were the only two people on the sidewalk besides the cop. And he pushed us away. All we were doing was having a normal conversation about the gospel, and he moved us on. I thought my rights were violated there. But
well, it may have been, but probably just go right along with it. You know, if God had wanted to intervene, he would have, but he touched that policeman's heart. But don't get into a confrontation under those circumstances. You know, just go someplace else and keep right on doing it.
Yeah, that's what we did. We went back. You know, we went on.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, you know, so many of the people in the gay lifestyle are really deeply troubled people. There is a spiritual element, I'm convinced, to homosexuality. And I believe many of these people are really, in fact, almost demonically possessed. And this is what drives them into this miserable way of life. Because if you really talk to them, they'll tell you they're not happy. They wish they weren't that way. They just don't want to know how to get out. And the only way really out, of course, is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. Have you had any luck, you know, reaching homosexuals or lesbians?
Well, I've had, for the most part, I wouldn't say every single instance, but for the most part, whenever I would try to witness to a homosexual, I've always gotten heavy-duty resistance, big-time resistance, like total anger. But I had a response. I was not able to talk to the guy, but I passed out a tract one time, and he'd called back and left a message, and that he was, you know, I didn't get to talk to him. I tried to call him back a number of times, but I couldn't get a hold of him. But he had been touched through just a tract. I never even talked to him. I just gave him a tract, and he was touched through that. But one thing too, there's a church that meets in a school right next to my house here. It's a homosexual church. They're pro-homosexual, and they had an advertisement in a local restaurant where they were saying, you know, homosexuals are saved and they're Christians. They're not calling them to repent. They're saying God blesses homosexuality, and I was deeply grieved by that because the church is supposed to be setting men free and not supposed to be encouraging them into hell. So I have this big sign I take on the streets with me sometimes. It says, it's on a 3x4 sign. It says, lied, stolen, or looked with lust, which includes premarital sex and homosexuality. And then it says, repent and call on Jesus to escape hell. And a couple weeks ago, I went out in front of the school when they were having a service, and I held that sign I felt like the Lord would have me to do that because the church, when someone was lost, they may only go to a church once in their life because they're saying, well, I'm going to give God a chance. And if they go to a church like that, they're going to be encouraged on to go to hell and not to get right with God. So I'm sure you're well aware a lot of churches
are
apostatizing and preaching that homosexuality is okay and stuff.
Sure.
And,
well, of course, the thing is that God disapproves of homosexuality. He made us as we are. He feels it's an abomination. Now, he also feels that, you know, that sex outside of marriage is an abomination. But he has a special dislike, I think, for homosexuals and homosexuality, not necessarily for them as human beings, but for what they do. And yet, of course, if a homosexual is to repent, why, he could be accepted into the kingdom of God, and I know many have, who have had AIDS or facing death, and their lives have been transformed, and they could die happy and at peace with the Lord. The trouble is that so many really are angry with the Lord, and this is what it's all about. Why? Because the Lord says, thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that, thou shalt not do something else. And they want to follow a God that tells them to do whatever they want to. They're perfectly all right, and that's the gospel that's being preached in our major denominations today. Do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law.
Yeah, true.
Well, I certainly appreciate what you do, Joe, and I appreciate you having the courage to be out there on the streets and, you know, and carrying the signs and all of these things. Do you have people to go with you, or you usually go by yourself?
I have people that go with me, and I also go by myself. There's a brother that he drives 3 hours to meet with me. We go into Chicago quite a number of times. But then sometimes I'm not able to have anyone go with me, so I go by myself a lot of times too. So it's always a blessing. There's always strength in numbers. When you have people go with you, there's strength. But then sometimes too,
sure,
the Lord's with you, and just gotta be obedient and go out in that harvest field while there's still time, you know?
And that's what we're called to do, and I think it's a tragedy when sometimes men who pretend to be ministers will attack you, you know, and say you're preaching the wrong gospel. And I would like to suggest that maybe they've never really had a personal relationship with our Lord.
I had one time, he said he was a Christian. I was open air preaching. He was opposing me. He was saying, you know, don't talk about sin. And he was, you know, he's once saved, always saved. And he was drunk while he was telling me this. He was opposing me. He was arguing with us on the streets and saying, you shouldn't be doing this. And he thought he was saved, and he was drunk in the whole process. And
sure,
like he's not really a Christian. You know, he's to repent and get right with God.
Well, we have an awful lot of mixed up people out there, and your job is to reach as many as you can, and my job is to reach as many as I can. And we got an awful lot of good people out there. But being good is not good enough to get you into heaven, and the only thing that's really going to bring you salvation. is our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's the message you really have to get out. And if there is no sin, if there is no punishment for sin, then we really don't need a Savior, do we?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I believe that there is sin, I believe there's punishment for sin, and I believe Jesus Christ came to earth and gave his life for my sin and for yours. And so our guest has been Joe Christofferson. Joe, let's get that telephone number out just one more time.
Okay, my number is area code 630-554-5646. That's 630-554-5646. I appreciate you, Dr. Stan. You've been the faithful on the radio for many, many years, and just keep preaching the truth. I appreciate the opportunity to be on here, and just for all the listeners out there, just, you need Jesus. You've broken the law. Just repent.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Genesis Communication Network, and we have a great little pamphlet. It's only a couple of dollars, at $3 or $4 at the most, called Hell, Whatever Happened to Hell. We have a four-tape set by the same name, and it's my interviews with Dr. Kathy Burns, interviews with a doctor who interviewed a number of people who had gone to hell. Fascinating four-tape set. I think everybody should hear it, but people don't want to hear this message. We offer it because we think it's important. We think it's fundamental to the faith. So that's the four tapes out on Whatever Happened to Hell. And, of course, the little pamphlet by Dr. Kathy Burns on Hell. And then, of course, to really understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the video or the audio tape. You need to get the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. You need to get The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, which is a DVD that goes into the secret satanic society that was here in America in the mid-1600s that was able to take over Harvard University and actually, had totally corrupted Harvard University by the time of 1740 when we had the Great Awakening. You need to understand what's really going on here in America. Understand that there really are secret societies working at the highest level of our government that are dedicated to the establishment of the new order of the ages, the Novus Ordoris Seclorum, and are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about this one world government, and using the supposed war on terrorism to justify taking away our freedom and justify the coming martial law. And it's going to come if you're not involved here in helping us get out the truth. We carry some great videos, I should say DVDs, on what happened on 911. Alex Jones, Terror Storm, 911, Press for the Truth, the DVD in Plain Sight, and the video, the day that 911, the day that changed America forever. You need to get these. You need to get people listening to them and watching them and get them convinced, as I am, that we've been lied to about what happened on 911. You'll certainly want to get our three pamphlet set of my newsletters, go into the background of what happened, and all of the information that points to the fact that we did not see what we think we saw that morning. And then, of course, that's the foreknowledge 911. If you want to know what the top CIA agent said about 911, that's contained in a book we call Carrie Calls See No Evil by Robert Baer, who is 25 years a CIA agent and the senior CIA agent in Iraq in 1995. So we have so much information. Go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, and of course, if you'd like a free copy of our newsletter, we get it for you. You can hear us on shortwave. You can listen 5 hours a day on the Internet. If you're listening on the radio now, you'd like to hear other programs, go to our website and get the Internet sites and listen and encourage others to listen. Because dollar for dollar, the Internet is certainly by far the most economical way we have to reach people. And furthermore, you can get our programs either archived or on MP3. And then, quite frankly, we do need some financial help right now. I mean, things are slow for a lot of people, but we want to maintain our outreach across America. So if there's any way you can help, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we do carry, of course, health products. We do carry the Berkey products. We do carry food storage products. If you really want to get prepared for the difficult times that lie ahead, this is the time to do it. Because, believe me, if things go as I fear they're going to go, and as certain people within the intelligence community tell me they're going to go, why, we may very well be involved with a war with Iran in the not-too-distant future, and that will be used by our leaders to justify martial law. And you have to understand, I personally believe that we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power, and our intelligence agencies are still working with the intelligence agencies all throughout the Middle East, creating a phony war on terror to justify taking away our freedom. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And we'll be back in just a moment here at Genesis for the second hour of Radio Liberty.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.